I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Let's go back just prior to the weekend. Jeets got beat.
Oh, God. That was
Friday.
A battle, too.
Yeah.
Like, guy, well, it was Tim.
Yeah.
And it was only a 5-question game. And, yeah.
Nobody got one wrong. It was incredible. Mm. So your overall record now, 98-9 as we go for a new certificate with double digits on it. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of the show is this?
This is Auctioneer John. It's been a while, man. How's it going?
It has been a while. Why don't you remind us of your talent, if you could?
Hey, 181 now. Take your money out, put it in my pocket today, but give me a day. Do it for free. Wait a second. My wife's in the audience. Don't do it. Here we go.
I have no idea what he said, but I'm ready to buy.
By the way, this week we are playing for tickets to go see Watkins at the Grove, McMiniman's Grand Lodge, this Saturday. That's a celebration of the Grateful Dead's massive concert at Watkins Glen Raceway. So, name is your buzzer. Best of luck, fellas. Question number one. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, what chases Indy out of the temple of the Chachapoya Warriors?
John. A rolling ball.
A rolling boulder, close enough.
A rolling boulder.
Yep. All right, jumps into the lead.
Ah.
Question number two. In what year did Japan attack Pearl Harbor?
Jeets.
John.
That was 1941.
1941. 1941 is correct. You guys are tied. Question number three. What U.S. state is named after a king of England?
Oh, Jesus.
U.S. state?
Yep, U.S. state. Which one of the 50 is named after a king of England?
Wow.
Washington.
Washington is incorrect. He was a president of the United States, not a king of England. But I like that.
I know.
Maybe there was both. I don't know. I got you.
I'm just trying to think of what a name is.
The correct answer is Georgia. Georgia is the correct state.
Oh, wow.
Question number four. How many feet separate the bases on a major league regulation diamond?
Jeets. 90 feet.
90 is right. Question number five. What word did Alexander Graham Bell suggest for answering the phone?
Jeets. New phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis? Not the right answer.
Hear that? Or, hey girl, what's up?
Not the right answer either. John, do you have a guess?
Hello.
Hello would be the appropriate one. He wanted to go with, ahoy!
I see he's hollering at all his pirate chicks.
You imagine if that's what you're... Ahoy! All right, question number six. What TV spy often tried to pass himself off as a salesman for the Pontiac greeting card company?
Jeez. Inspector Gadget?
Inspector Gadget is incorrect.
John. Maxwell Smart
is right. Oh, one of the greatest shows of all time. Nice grab.
Woo-hoo.
Next one to get it right is going to be your winner. Question seven. Which U.S. First Lady founded an addiction treatment center?
Jeets. I'm not going to say the wrong last name. It's Betty Ford.
Betty Ford is the right answer. Oh, John, nice. You were there.
I almost said Betty White, and I was like, it's not white.
Nice grab.
Come on.
Nice job, grab.
Dude. Thanks, brother. Nice game, dude. Mm-hmm.
That was a really good game, but he does have a parting gift for you.
Oh, great.
You're back.
I'd like to hear Auctioneer John do a little Limp Bizkit. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Come on.
Hey, we'll give you another chance tomorrow morning. Can You Beat Jeets 735? Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? They are very easy to find.
Yep. If you just check out Terry Boyd's World's podcast, you can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.